into the details. Latin may define a historic age by sequence of classical states, Roman, 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 which is a time order sequence. If this history exists in nature, then by changing all chances, or by inverting spatial reference frame, or by inverting the timer, we arrive new histories which do exist as well as the original untranslated history. So in this sense, being a perfect symmetry is nothing else but the existence of the transformation C, P, or T, or any combination of them. Now, in quantum physics, the case is non-trivial, because some of those symmetries do not exist. Namely, there are two different contexts in which we know they may not exist. First context is relativistic quantum field theory. In practice, it's elementary particle physics. The other context is quantum mechanics. And I want to talk about the idea that there may be some link between the two contexts regarding the non-trivial behavior of those elementary reflections. So first I make an elementary introduction to the science of these reflections in particle physics, whose theory is relativistic quantum field theory. Until 1957, the situation was had been trivial, not differing from our belief regarding classical physics. Suddenly, in before anything non-trivial happened, Rivers and Pauli proved a theorem. And according to this theorem, the combination of all three reflections, meaning CPT, was a perfect symmetry. It means that CPT exists even in particle physics. Now, the same year, Wu performed an experiment, a very famous experiment on the beta decay of isotopes of cobalt. And it turned out that experimentally, the spatial inversion of beta decay did not exist, meaning that the spatial inversion P did not exist. In the second year, the theory of this famous P violation, parity violation, was explained in very, very easy terms. Namely, Lee Yang, London, and Salon proposed that the combined parity C and P together existed. And also they proposed that the the agent of that evaluation was the existence of, was the neutrino itself. In a way that the CP transform of the neutrino existed. It is the anti-neutrino. Where C means classical physics, C was the inversion of the sign for the electric charge in quantum physics, in particle physics, it means the inversion of all conserved, the inversion of the sign of all conserved charges. In particular, the change between matter and antimatter. So, according to the proposal, the neutrino itself violated the invariance, the charge reflection invariance, or the space reflection invariance, when separated. Meaning that, say, the spatial inverse of the neutrino did not, shouldn't exist. But the CP transform of the neutrino was the anti-neutrino. And this was what happened in this very important year. And later on, observed that we had already given up with C invariance and P invariance. After 57, we got the CP invariance and the T invariance and the CPT altogether. But in 64, Christensen and Holberg have pointed out in an experiment that similarly to the way that the beta decay was not P invariant, the T not decay turned out to be violating the CP invariance. So our present knowledge is that in particle physics, C and P and T and T do not exist. The only symmetry transformation on the discrete symmetry is CPT, which is still intact. Now, Feynman, somewhere in the early 60s, gave a famous lecture. It was before the discovery of the CP violation, after the P, the discovery of the P violation. So, the idea was that Alice and Bob, he didn't use this scenario. Let's talk about Alice and Bob, who wish to align the chirality of their local friends, but they never contacted each other. They can only use what is now termed by classical communication. And also Feynman pointed out that while we have a P-violating phenomenon, which is beta decay, we would expand that Alice and Bob using beta decay could align the tenderness of their remote friends. But as Feynman pointed out, since there is another term, at this time, at his time, it was believed that CP was an invariance, a perfect invariance. So there was no way to make a difference between writing the neutrino and a large standard anti-neutrino. So it turns out that using classical communication, it is simply impossible to align distant chiral letters. And much better speaker than I am sends his audience into a long, long, long laughter. So let's hear how Feynman put it. Communication allows Alice and Bob to align distant time limits. But the quantum communication can do it better than classical communication. This is where quantum mechanics comes in, and let's talk about CPP transformations in quantum mechanics. Actually, it is the T which is interesting, which is not revealed in quantum mechanics. This long story started in 55 by the discovery of the glass of completely positive mass star spring, and then Transparence and Holodesky published very, very important works on this idea. And finally, Peres and Holodesky turned the original discovery of star spring into our only powerful transport entangle. What is the implication of the Stein spring called the skin concepts on the T reflection? Simply, the statement is that in plain words, T does not exist in quantum mechanics because of entanglement. In more details, T does not exist if I apply, if I have a local state rho and it has sufficient entanglement with the rest of the world, then the time reflection of rho doesn't exist. Meaning that the time reflection cannot be a universal symmetry. Let's see a more detailed example. If the local state has a two-level system or a three-level system as a subsystem of it, and if we have a two-level system somewhere in some remote cosmic clouds, then if there is any remnant entanglement between this subsystem from that one, then the local time reversal, the local state doesn't exist. Funny, strange consequence of it, that the CPT transform of this local state doesn't exist either. And remember, this is sheer conflict with the CPT theorem of Pauli and Lewis, because according to most particle physicists, CPT is a safely established symmetry in relativistic quantum field theory. Now let's come back to the title problem, where the quantum communication could be classical communication to align distant chirality. This is the side where I committed the mistake. Suppose L is share the ensemble of two qubits in an entangled state. So, interestingly, they need not to know the state itself. They only need an entangled state. Now, by local measurements, classical communication, they can determine 15 parameters in their local systems, where sigma A is the sigma matrices in L system, sigma B is the vector of the sigma matrices in Pauli's system. Now, since we do not require that their brains be aligned, we are interested in whether the frames have the same handedness or the opposite handedness. We allow for the following relationship between the sigmas in Alice and the sigmas in Bob systems. You say that if the two frames are aligned, then the two polarization vectors are unitarily related. If the two systems are not aligned regarding their handedness chirality, then you have a minus sign. Okay, this is the point. Now, either Alice would send their data to Bob, or vice versa. One of them, or both of them, will calculate a test state. Here you are. This is 1 over this combination. If they have the same frame, then this state is just the original state alone. In general, this state is different from rho. If the frames are aligned, then they differ by local unitary transformations. Now, if too long, if the frames are not aligned regarding the handedness, then a famous anomaly comes in, and this is the anomaly first detected in this form by Paris. In fact, if they have different handedness, then this is not a legal state, this combination becomes indeterminate. It acquires negative, at least one negative eigenvalue. So, either Bob or Alice, of course, will reveal if they have different chirality. One would say, hallelujah, this is good, but there is an encoded mistake here. If we ask the question, does it mean that we can align in the more general case, in the more general sense, distant priorities only by quantum communication? The answer is no. And I didn't receive this answer from the referees or Peter Blackness. They had some silly criticism, not the essential one. So I appealed. And look, sometimes it happens that the divisional editor has essential criticism. So it happened. So the divisional editor told me that if we talk about the most general situation, where not only the frame for Bob's sigmas is mistaken or opposite to the handedness of Alice, but all the whole world, including textbooks and schools and everything, the physics. I mean, if the whole world of God is inverted, is of inverted chirality, then the sign will be restored. I mean, this sign will be restored. So they do not detect any anomaly. They do not detect anything. The divisional editor was Eberhard, part of the physicist, I guess. And in short, he meant that the polarization vector shouldn't be a polar vector, it is an actual vector. So if you live in a totally inverted world, in a left-handed world, then the direction of sigma is the same, because it doesn't change sign when you perform a generic P transformation. So the situation is this. Let's come back to Alice and Bob. If they distribute the ensemble of entangled states, they perform local measurements, they collect the data on one side, transfer the data on one side by classical communication. And if it happens that, say, the assistant above would falsify, purposely or by mistake, the sign of the measurements, which is a very earthly way of talking about P transform. This is a local P transform. This is something very practical. So if you change handedness of Bob's system, but in this restricted sense, then Alice and Bob will detect this mistake. But they will never detect it if Bob lives in an inverted world, in a sense which appeared in the talk of Richard Feynman. who was talking about distant partners who have totally distant, independent physics, which may happen right-handed, left-handed, left-handed independently from each other. So in this sense, there's no way for quantum communication to surpass the capacity of classical communication. So where is the bar? The bar is that the real transformation which when applied can really be detected by the same protocol. It is time reversal. My mistake was that I thought I could mimic time reversal by this trick. I achieved the same sign flip in front of the sigmas in both systems, involving the accidental reversal of the local system. Formally, it was identical to a time inversion, but the difference is that when you apply a time inversion, then you really have the negative sign. Even if you apply the time reversal for the whole world of Baum. Now this is not the case for spatial inversion. Because if you invert the whole world of Baum regarding the handedness, then you don't alter the sign of his sequence. So the protocol is not sensitive to global genuine P transform, it is sensitive to genuine T transform. The mathematical reason is that T transform is anti-unitary, and only transformations which contain one or an odd number of T transforms would result in an anti-unitary transformation, and only anti-unitary transformations can be detected by this protocol. So I was able to mimic an anti-unitary transformation. But it was only valid for a very, very restricted sense. And in the general, the global sense, it doesn't mean that the protocol gives a tool to Alice and Bob to detect mistaken global overall chirality. But the same protocol is able to allow Bob and Alice to align their time arrows. Oh, it's my last transparency, so I've come to the summary of the talk. There are 3 points. First one is that neither classical communication nor quantum communication can guarantee the alignment of the distant chirologies in the global sense. This is a negative result. There is a positive result, but since the first time I published this mistaken fragment, I say that this is not a real novelty for most people in quantum information. So this positive result is that contrary to quantum communication, if you have contrary to classical communication, if you have quantum communication, then you can align the time arrows of distant partners only by using quantum computation, which one would say it is a miracle for all people who never studied the recent developments in quantum information theory or theory of entanglement, but it is not a real novelty for us. And that is the third point, which is also a sort of messy conclusion of my talk. And this is the contradiction between the concept of CPT invariance in the relativistic field theory and the violation, the well understood violation of T invariance or all invariances including T, which follows from the basic principles of quantum mechanics and entanglement. This controversy may be a relevant one, may easily be dissolved or resolved, may have no relevant implications for physics. I don't know. I only know that we have definite knowledge on the existence of entanglements, of external entanglements in field theory. Actually, in field theory, there is no way to separate the local system. The knowledge goes back to 86, when Summers and Werner pointed out that even the vacuum of a free quantum field theory is spatially entangled. And there may have been other works that I wrote here, a very interesting one by Beckman, Gottesman, Kitaev, and Presky, because they are really interested and active in quantum information as well. So in 2002, they calculated they pointed out that typical states, typical configurations in very powerful non-abelian gate series are entangled, are spatially entangled. They calculated that the Wilson loop, so useful in quantum chromodynamics, is an entangled object, spatially extended entangled object. And now, absolutely recently, Linio and others calculated the entanglement of a local cube, cutoff from the vacuum or from equilibrium state of a simple lattice field theory, and you can calculate, or at least you can estimate, the entanglement of this local piece of vacuum with the rest of the world, meaning the rest of the field. And this is quite remarkable, because the entanglement goes proportional to the surface of the cube. So I think that, let me remind ourselves that this means that the bigger is this entanglement, the bigger is the cube, the more desperate to talk about the time reversal of the local state representing the state of the cube. So I think that we have the tools, we have we are gradually obtaining the technical tools to discuss field theory from the viewpoint of the elementary quantum concept. And somehow we must clarify whether this very discrepancy is something to take serious one or something which will be dissolved, like many other quantum mechanical logos have been dissolved in quantum physics. Thank you very much.